Okay, here we go. This is class number 11. This is our fourth part in the learning what brachas we make. And we last week discussed processed grains and the various brachas there. Now we're going to be moving on to the actual grain products, such as breads and cakes and all that business. And we're going to see how this is divided up into three categories. And the brachas, this is where it gets a little trickier. Okay, I hope we're remembering everything from week to week, because it gets a little trickier. You let me know when you've had too much of it, and then we'll go on to the next topic. All right? All right, this is it. We're going to have three categories of this, what we'll call the grain products in terms of breads. You see, you got one title called bread, you see over there. One title will explain pas habobe kisnim, and you need to know what that is. And the third one is what we call masa kedera. There will be three categories. They all have different rules to them. And again, if you remember the concepts, you'll get the idea. So let's start with the easiest ones. Okay, when grains are ground into flour, made into a dough or batter, and then baked. Okay, that's a little bit different than what we've been talking about last week, where you're just taking grains and cooking them or things like this. You've made it's flour, dough, batter, baked, then they attain a higher status of food. They're either going to be bread or they're going to be cake. And we know bread gets the bracha motzi and cake gets the bracha mizonos. Now, what are the rules to define if something is bread or if something is cake? And we'll see there's even going to be a third category. But simple, bread is really simple if you keep it simple. Bread is defined as baked dough consisting primarily, and we'll define what the primarily is, of flour and water. That's bread, flour and water. It has a loaf-like and dry texture. Since it's the staple of every meal and the most essential of all foods, until this present generation at least, the Torah always looked at bread as the staff of life. People always ate, every meal was bread. We don't realize what luxury we live in now. It was only until recently. Everybody always ate bread. It was the cheapest food, it's the most available food. It was nutritious. They weren't worried about carbohydrates. They weren't worried about being a little heavier. It was all fine. And it's the most obvious food to eat. So therefore, the rabbis formulated a special bracha for it. Hamotzi lecha min haaretz. It's an elevated bracha. Who brings forth bread from the ground? And the common examples are bagels, pita, rye bread, hot dog buns, all that. Hamotzi. That is hamotzi. And also, the rabbis required us to wash our hands before eating bread, which is netilas yadayim, which is another topic for another time. So bread is fairly easy. Okay? If you keep it easy, it's easy. But now we're going to start talking about, there's another category, and this is where life gets very interesting. And this is where more of the foods we eat now, just randomly. Today is Wednesday. Since Shabbos, has anybody here had any bread?
Yes.
Okay, but majority not. Right? Have you had bread every day?
No.
Okay, good, fine. I have nothing against it, but it's just the, what do you call it? The custom now is shifting, as opposed to everybody always took a sandwich for lunch to go to work. Who didn't take a sandwich? When you went to school, you had a sandwich. Right? Now everybody's got carrot sticks and different types of crackers and this and that. So that's what makes it complicated, which used to not be so complicated. But anyway, the next category is called pas haba bekisnin. That's an Aramaic term, which means pas is bread. Haba, that comes. Bekisnin literally means in pockets. Now, that last word, kisnin, the Gemara has a very lengthy discussion, and they give three definitions of it. And therefore, we have to follow each and every one of these definitions. I'll take this really slow. But the general rule is, pas haba bekisnim, and this is a good term you should get used to. Certain terms, you should just know it. even though it's of Hebrew or Aramaic, but just know this is Pasa Baba Kistan. So if you ever ask a question, you sound like you're savvy. Okay? But just like you know, there's bread and there's Pasa Baba Kistan. So I haven't asked you to memorize too many things, but this is a good thing to, it is a pretty common thing, and you should know that term. So it's defined as baked dough that does not quite resemble bread and is generally eaten as a snack. Okay? It resembles bread, but it's not exactly bread. It's not a staple of a meal, generally. The bracha is mezonos. Common examples are cake, pies, and crackers. That's just a common example. Now we have to try to broaden that a little bit. Okay, now, again, this is generally, there's exceptions. These foods differ from bread in that, number one, you would typically not use it to make a sandwich. Typically not. You wouldn't make a cake sandwich. You wouldn't take cake, slice it like bread, and put tuna in there. Generally, you wouldn't do that, right? You would typically not eat it with meat and fish, because usually bread is usually eaten with food. More use the terminology that things accompany bread, and usually if you have meat and fish, those are staple foods. You would normally have bread. You would normally not eat cake and dip the cake into the fish and eat it like that, okay? And number three, it's usually eaten as a snack or dessert and not eaten as a full meal. That's the general idea. Bread would usually be part of a mainstream meal, and therefore you would, you know, put your hummus on the bread and whatever, you'd make a sandwich. These are not like that. Now, that's just generality, so it doesn't help us to make any determinations. But now we have, the Gemara now discusses three different opinions of the characteristics that define Pas HaBobi Kisnin as that and not bread. There's three different categories. Each one will meet that criteria. If you fulfill any one of the three, you don't have to have all three. Any one of the three will have a bracha of mezonos, even though in some ways they are like bread, but in some ways they're not. And to the degree that they're not, that's why the bracha becomes mezonos. First rule, sweet dough. Normal challah, well, is usually, generally, you don't make challah generally to be really sweet, right? You don't generally make a challah like a cake. If the way it is constructed, it is defined halachically, and we'll explain how, as a sweet dough, then that is going to get to be mezonos. The most common example is cake. Cake is sweet. It's a dough, and it's cake sweet. It's a sweet dough. So that is the simplest definition of that. The main ingredients in bread are flour and water. When other ingredients are added, such as egg, sugar, honey, cocoa, fruit juice, there could be other things, the result is a sweeter tasting baked pastry, what we typically call cake. Okay? Now, here's the important, this is the rule you got to remember now. It's one simple rule. So you got all kinds of ways. Well, I put flour and I put water, I put flour, I put apple juice in, I put raisins in, I put all sorts of, that question is now, where do you draw the line? That's the real question. You know, sweet is not a very precise term. So what defines, some of your challahs are very sweet, yet it's still called a challah, you make a motzi. Other of your challahs are way too sweet, and that goes down, but it's still, a lot of nowadays we're making challahs that are like cakes, right? That's the point. So here's the rule, this one you got to remember in five. If the volume of the ingredients added to the dough is more than the volume of water, so you figure whatever amount of water you put in, flour, ignore the flour. That's not the relevant issue here. You have water, I have this much of water, and I got all the other ingredients, eggs, juice, this, that. If they are more than the water, and the resulting pastry has a sweet taste like cake, then it's considered cake and not bread. Such examples are cupcakes, coffee cake, honey cake, croissants, whatever. That becomes the rule, so not everyone, you have to check how much of the other ingredients you are putting in. that becomes the issue. So if you're going to put in, let's say you have a half a cup of water, half a cup of water, and a cup of buttermilk. All right? Right, and you add, right, so then that water, and well, that wouldn't make it sweet yet. But you then you'd be putting in a cup of sugar. Face, I'm gonna be way off on the amounts here, right? But you're saying I got much more ingredients beyond water than the water, and it's sweet. Now, if you're gonna make a spicy one that's not sweet, then it's gonna still be a challah. But if you have that, now it now is called pasa babikisim. It has now been sweetened to the point. That's the transition. So if you want to have a very sweet challah, but yet let it retain the status of challah, make sure that the corresponding amount of water to sugar and other things is such that the water is still in the majority, and then it will take on the motzi. Okay? That's the general rule.
Sorry,
just
a second. Where does eggs
fall? It goes against the water. Everything, you have like this. You have three categories. Flour is here, out of the game. Water, everything else.
So when you measure the volume, you actually put the egg in the measuring.
Yeah, I leave it to you to worry about the volumes. Yep, that's
so
volume.
The volume of the egg.
About an egg takes a certain amount, ounces or whatever.
Okay,
so if you mix up the eggs, usually you mix it up, right?
Yeah.
You take the apple juice and you take the other things that are really sweetening it up. And now, again, it could get a little bit complicated. What if the apple juice is 50% water? You would have to make some kind of calculation when you're doing other things. But let's say you took, like, it's simple. Fresh squeezed orange juice is part of what I'm trying to find something that's a pure example, right? I don't know if anybody puts orange juice in their cakes. I don't know. But whatever you're putting in, if that amount is more than the water and it is sweet, it drops down to mezonos. So your standard cakes are like that, right? Your standard cake is like that. Your standard, all these things we mentioned, cupcakes, these things, have a lot more of other ingredients, and therefore they fall into that category. So depending on how creative your challah recipes are, that will depend on what the bracha would be. Okay, that's one, number one. Good on that one? Yeah, you can ask.
I'm willing to bet that half the women in this room are doing a mental calculation of their challah recipes. Agreed? Yes?
Yeah.
No. So does this mean that...
Again, it's be sweet. Like, remember, it's got to be sweet. You can do other things. But if it's not going to make it sweet, then
it
doesn't matter.
But does an egg make it sweet?
That's part of the other ingredients. It's part of the other ingredients. But you, it's two issues. Is the water the primary issue that's mixing with the flour, or something else mixing? That's A. B, the others in combination also have to make it sweet. Okay, so if let's say you had eggs, chvase, and oil, and you put lots of onions, like a ton of onions instead of sugar, it's going to be an onion bread, right? Now, that's not going to be sweet, so that's going to still be a bread, even if it's not a majority of water. So you're putting in cocoa or things like that that give off a lot of sweetness and a lot of sugar, that is going to determine what the bracha is going to be, yeah?
Okay, so I actually make your watch. It's a pretty much borderline at this point,
Is it?
What about the rule that...
There's going to be other rules we're going to talk about. I haven't finished a lot. There's many other ways that this can be motzi. Let's put it simple. That's very simple. Let's just say you take one slice of challah, that's all you're going to eat. Let's just say you're taking one slice of challah. So you make a motzi on one slice of challah. If you're going to have one slice of any dough that's not like this, you would make a mezonos without question. We're going to get to today, I hope. What if you make a whole meal around it? That's different. All right? But generally speaking, for Shabbos, the doughs shouldn't be that sweet. Overly, if it really, really tastes like cake, then that can create problems. That's all I'm saying. So but there are other rules that we'll bring in that we'll bring to bear over here. So that's rule number one. Rule number two, filled dough. What does that mean? This is the real pocket. Now, bread is usually not filled with any added ingredients. Okay, generally, it's not filled. You could put ingredients, but you don't fill it as a filling. So a pastry or a pie that is baked with a filling is not considered bread, and their bracha is mizonos. However, the filling must be significant enough to change the taste of the pastry. All right. Included in this category would be blintzes, cheese danishes, a hot dog wrapped in phyllo dough, baracas, apple pie, or any dough filled with chocolate, nuts, cherry filling, potato, meat, etc., etc. The idea is you could have a regular dough. The dough could be a quote-unquote a motzi-looking dough, as it's a dough. And now you take that dough and you fill it in with lots of meat inside of there. Make a little, whatever you call those things, a meat knish, whatever. And even if it's a real regular dough, but now that meat oil, it's seeping into that dough, and that dough really tastes like meat, right? So at that point, the bracha now becomes a mizonos. Now look how far this goes. Look at point eight. Even if you decide to eat only the crust of an apple pie, even though this crust is no longer filled, but since it was originally baked with the filling, the bracha is still mizonos. Okay? Even if this would be a flour and water dough without any other things put into that dough, if there's enough filling that it dramatically changes the taste of that, then it goes down to being a mizonos. Okay? So that really takes care of a lot. Like, almost all pies are therefore mizonos. And now, again, you have to have a certain amount of dough to make it a mizonos. There's the other extreme where you put practically no, pie, just all filling. Then it might not get a mizonos because you just don't have even enough flour there. But we're talking about classic pies, any pie of that nature, any type of a filled pastry, any of these things are going to be called a mizonos in that category. Okay? Questions on that? Yeah?
So someone wants to make challah with 12 cups of flour, whatever, to make bracha, etc. And then can they use some of that dough to make, let's say, babka?
Well, we're not talking about the mitzvah of challah here. Mitzvah of challah is a different question. Mitzvah of challah is going to be made on challah or cake or these things. There's a mitzvah of challah. If you're just making cake and you have enough dough, you make a separate challah. That's not just for a challah. If you're going to make lots, I don't know, 12 cups of flour, whatever, to make cupcakes, you still have to separate challah. It has nothing to do, as long as it's in the bread family. You with me?
But what happens when you use some of that dough and make a babka, which is full with everything?
It doesn't matter. You separate it. First, you've got the dough. I'm sorry?
I think what they're trying, because I have the same question, if you're using challah dough to make cinnamon buns or babka, do you wash on it and say hamotzi?
We're putting in too many different variables here at the same time. Let's stick with the challah question first. If you make a big babka, that's going to be a mizonos, but you got 12 cups of flour, you're still going to separate challah on that. You're making a pure mizonos byproduct. There's going to be no bread there, right? You could do both. Let's say, I'm not a cook over here, a baker, but let's say you have a bunch of dough. Plain old dough, and flour and water. Now, and I'm going to do a million things with this afterwards. But right now, there's 12 cups of flour with water. I've got a dough. I'm going to sever challah regardless of what I plan on doing with that. I want to make two challahs and three babkas. Because after I separate, now this one I'm going to put lots of sugar and lots of chocolate. And this one I'm not going to put anything. It's all one challah.
But when you eat it, right, the broth is going to be different.
Now, when you eat it, yes, the eating will be different. It's two different worlds. The world of separating challah is world number one. The world of making a bracha on the food is world number two. And then, what, you brought a third thing? Okay, so that's because it's regardless. Challah is just a law in dough. Forget about byproduct. Now, obviously, if it's not going to, you're going to make certain things that aren't even considered like a challah with some flour, and it's not really a dough, you wouldn't separate challah. You're not going to separate challah on a liquid batter. a liquid batter. You know what I'm saying? That's not, how do you separate challah and liquid batter? So it's got to be a real dough. We don't care what you're going to do. Theoretically, even if you had the dough and then you separate the challah and then for one of these you decided not to make challah, you throw out the bread. The dough, you still did the mitzvah of challah. That's the same thing. So that's not, it doesn't make a problem here. So that's number two. This is the third one now has become more of the tricky one, and we call it thin and crispy. That's what we call it, thin and crispy. Bread is usually soft and has mass. So therefore, thin, brittle, baked goods, on the other hand, are generally eaten as a snack. Generally, including this category, are crackers, pretzels, and breadsticks. Okay, now we will see there are certain situations when the bracha and pasa of gizim will not be mezonos, rather a motzi. This will be discussed later. So again, the general rule, I know what you're going to ask me, and I'll tell you in a minute the answer. You're going to say, well, what about, bagel chips? It looks like a piece of bread, right? Looks like a bagel. It's just pieces of bagel, right? So the rule is as follows. If it is made initially from the time when they make the dough in the factory, and they're saying, we are making this dough for bagel chips, right? Therefore, even though it's got flour and water, just like challah, same ingredients of challah, but we're making it as a thin cracker or whatever it is mizonos, period. No matter how much they even make it look like, what do you call those little bread things? You know what I'm talking about?
Croutons.
Not croutons.
Pizza chips.
And this is what it looks like. They make it look like a little mini flatbreads. Flatbreads are still mazones, even though it says the word bread. Don't be fooled by that. It's a cracker. And that's all there is to it. Now, the only exception, and I doubt you'll find that when you buy them manufactured, but it could be in your home. Let's say you had a real bagel. You made a bagel. And the bagel is a motzi, right? And then you had leftover bagels. And now you decide to cut them into pieces and let's say put it in the oven and bake it more, whatever, and put a little of that. That is going to be motzi because it always was a piece of bread. You've taken a piece of bread and just chopped it down to size. There's going to be all kinds of details that we'll get to probably next week when it could lose the status of the motzi. But generally speaking, so now if you're dealing with a bagel, you have leftover bread. What do you do with all these leftover bagels? I don't want to throw them out. So, but you can't serve it this way. So what do? You cut it up. You put some seasoning on it. You put it in the oven. It's still, and you see, that is the original bread that was there. It retains a motzi.
So, Rabbi, the same would apply to if you made croutons.
Croutons gets a little bit different for reasons that we have to wait for me to explain, because it depends how big the croutons are and not that, but generally not. Generally, croutons will never be a mezonos or a motzi, because generally croutons are go to the side with a salad. We have to learn other rules to understand that. But generally, you're not going to make a mozzi unless you're going to eat croutons straight out of the box. Then it would be a mezonos generally, and there could be, but there's about number of rules I have to explain to you. I don't want to tell you the law without explaining the rule first, because then you're not going to remember it. Okay, so that, but generally, croutons are made, the ones you buy in a box are clearly mezonos if they are eaten separately. And rarely, if they're going to be in a salad, are you going to make a bracha mezonos on it? Rarely, because it's not a crouton salad. It's a garden salad with some croutons for taste, as we'll learn the brachas when you combine foods. So generally speaking, all these, but there still has to be a few more rules thrown in. We're talking now, in the pure case, you're taking one crouton, one flatbread, one of this. Then clearly these are the brachas. If you're going to eat a lot, we have to learn a new rule that's going to apply to that. And finally, the third category of masa kedera, and I like to call this is called the oodles of noodles. Just remember that line. You'll see how that'll fit in later. Masa kedera, literally in Hebrew, means masa means something that is made kedera in a pot. So now we're talking about cooked. First two categories were baked. Now we're taking a dough, so to speak, and cooking a dough. How do you cook a dough? You'll see. It's made from grains that were cooked and have a moist texture like pasta, oatmeal, and matzo balls. Pasta is made from flour and water, right? But instead of baking the flour and water, you're cooking the flour and water. The bracha, therefore, so that is generally my suggestion. So noodles, any what do you call it? All the types of pastas, all that, even though it's a flour and water basically ingredient, but since you're cooking it, it's not a bread at all, and therefore it's always going to be mizonos, but you can have some kinds of interesting scenarios. But that's the general rule. Now, what about when you fry things? Now the question is, what's frying? Is it baking? Is it cooking, right? So the bracha for fried pancakes will depend on how much oil is used. If the pancakes are deep fry, that means it's submerged, and that's like it's cooking it. So the pancakes are maisa kedera via mizonos. Whereas if the pancakes are fried in just a bit of oil to keep them from burning, then they're considered baked and are pasa babakistin, which is still mizonos. So you're saying, what's the difference? You're going to see in a minute. If you eat a lot of pasa babakistin, then there's going to be a bracha change. So that's why we're belaboring the point. What if you're going to... So generally, I would say most pancakes are made with a little bit of oil. And therefore, if you're having one pancake, clearly the bracha will be mizonos. What if you have, you know, like take the picture, you put like stack up eight pancakes, you know, and put that pat of butter on top and the maple syrup, that classic picture. You're going to eat the whole eight pancakes. That's going to be a different story with the bracha is. Okay? So that's donuts are considered masa kedera, the normal ones, because they're deep fried, correct? If you're making deep fried donuts, they're masa kedera. Now, I know you can also not deep fry. My wife bakes donuts. It doesn't really look like a donut, but it's still, she calls it a donut. That would not be masa kedera. That would be pasa babakistin. Do you understand? So, any of you make donuts? Nobody makes too much pachka, right? You don't want to bother. All right, but generally, to understand, what the baker is frying it in deep fry. That's why it has so many calories. And therefore, it is a mizonos, but it's a masa kedera mizonos. And you'll see why this is very important, why we're separating. You're saying, well, it's the same bracha. What do I care? You're going to see why in a minute. It's very important. Which one am I on now? Bagels, although they are cooked, they are subsequently baked, and the bracha is therefore hamotzi. Because since we're ultimately baking it, it's a motzi. French toast, this is regular bread, which is fried in only a bit of oil, so the bracha remains hamotzi under most circumstances. Leftover bread, you just put a little egg on it, a little oil, that is mamish, a piece of bread. So that's a motzi French toast. Okay, these are the general three rules. So again, to review, you got regular bread, flour and water, and there isn't too much adulteration to that. Okay, yeah, you could put some sweetness to it, but not too much sweetness to it. It doesn't have to be a huge high challah. It could even be a pita bread, but it's not a cracker. So that's bread category. Motzi, nothing to discuss. The other pasa babakistin, any one of these three categories, a sweet dough, filled dough, thin and crispy dough, is a mizonos masa kedera, and the pasa babakistin, and then you have the masa kedera where there's cooking involved, is a mizonos. Okay, now that we have that, is that part clear? Because now we come to the fun part. This is like the basics. You with me, Shelly? You're okay?
I'm with you.
Okay, good. All right, now we go to the next part, which we call the mizonos meal. All right, that's the next part over here. So here's the general rule. So we have three categories. Let's say we got three categories. We're going to call bread category one. We're going to call pasa babakistin category two. Masa kedera category three. If I'm saying these Hebrew words, do you understand what I'm saying? Or can I say the Hebrew on those three? Bread, pasa babakistin, cake, and masa kedera cooked dough, whatever, okay? So bread is simple. Always hamotzi, never not hamotzi. Even if you take this much bread, for whatever reason, you're making a motzi all the time. Now, there might be questions you have to wash, you have to do a certain amount of bread to wash on it, to bench, you have to do a certain amount, but the motzi is always on anything that's called bread. There is nothing to discuss. Easy to remember. Category 3, masa kedera, to remember the rule, oodles of noodles. That's how I like it, oodles of noodles. You could eat 20 pounds of noodles. You make a mazonos, and that's it. And then you make an alamichya afterwards, and you're finished no matter how much you ate. You made a whole meal out of masa kedera. Well, again, what was in the masa kedera? Donuts. You eat 50 donuts. You're stuffed. That was your whole meal. Still, it's called masa kedera, mazonos, alamichya afterwards. That's all. All right? Clear. Now, this is where the fun begins. So that's clears things up. The bracha on pas habav kisnin, since it's called pas, it's called bread, but it's like bread, but not like bread. So now we have to determine there will be times when the bracha on this can become a motzi. That's where the tricky part, that's where you have fun when you go to a kiddush and things like that, where you have to be really, really careful, and many aren't careful. So let's walk through this slowly. Again, category 1, always motzi. Category 3, always mazonos. Category 2, depends. So, the bracha on pasa babi kisim, in other words, cake and crackers, will depend. When eaten as a snack, we'll define that. The bracha on cake, or any pasa babi kisim, is mazonos, since it's not actually bread. However, when eaten as a meal, this is the general rule, in place of bread, that cake attains the status of bread, and its bracha is hamotzi. You'll also have to wash your hands before it, and you'll also have to say a full benching afterwards if it has reached that status as a full meal. Now we're going to have to define what defines a snack and what defines a full meal. And to be honest, I can give you as much rules as possible, but at the end of the day, you have to use your judgment in some cases. You're going to have to use your judgment, and therefore you want to maybe avoid doubts. But this is the general rule, okay? We're at number 4. A snack becomes a meal when you eat a mount called, and here's the Hebrew term, kedei suda, which means the amount of a meal. You eat how much? Remember, in the olden days, some people, all they had for supper was bread. You got to remember, it wasn't that long ago. I'm reading now the biography of Rav Avigdor Miller, Zichron Levracha. He said when they learned in Slobodka, right, and this is in the 1920s, 30s, all they ate was bread, period. Maybe on Shabbos, you got a sardine or something, you know. That was all you ate. That was food. So that this was very real. Again, we're so affluent now, it becomes a little bit different, but clearly. So this is judged according to the amount of bread that people normally eat in a meal. And let's say that would be the meal. If you would eat this corresponding amount of cake and crackers, then the bracha on the cake and crackers is hamotzi. When eating less than this amount of cake and crackers, it retains the status of pasa baba kisnin, in other words, a snack, and a bracha is mazonos. Don't worry, there's still lots more to discuss, so just hold on, because it's still not clear. But that's number 1. This is much bread I eat, and that's my meal. Let's say I eat 3 pieces of bread, and that's lunch. Now, if you have 3 pieces of cake, that's the same volume as 3 pieces of bread, and that's my lunch. You wash, make a motzi, and bench. If you're treating the possible kisim just like bread, then it assumes like bread, okay? You know, if it walks like a bread and talks like a bread and sounds like a bread, it is a bread. You're treating it just like a bread. When determining this volume, here's 5, this is the tricky part now, you must take into account whether the cake crackers is being eaten together with other foods or if it's being eaten alone. This is where the difference comes in. And unfortunately, it's very rare we do this alone. But anyway, if you're eating pasa baba kisnin together with other foods, and this is probably the most likely scenario you have, for example, crackers with X, tuna fish, right? That's what we seem to be doing now, right? We don't eat bread. No. We eat crackers instead, right? Really healthy crackers, right? But instead, but now that has really replaced the sandwich in many places, right? And why do we do that? Because I don't want to wash, I don't want to bench, I don't want that. That's another discussion, but anyway. So now, then if you eat crackers equivalent to the amount of bread that you would normally eat along with tuna fish in a meal, the crackers are being eaten in place of bread, and the bracha on the crackers is hamotzi. So let's say, for example, for you to have a normal lunch, what would you have for a normal lunch? I'd have 2 pieces of white bread. I'd have, 4 ounces of tuna salad, put it in, make a sandwich, and shoin. I have a meal, maybe I throw in an orange, and that's lunch. Okay, would you say that's lunch? Okay, you'd have to wash on that, right? So now, what do I have? So let's say, I don't know how much space the 2 pieces of bread have. I have no idea, but whatever it is. So if you take, well, instead of 2 pieces of bread, I'm going to take 4 Raivita crackers. I might be off on this, but let's say 4 Raivita crackers with tuna. So what have you done? You've just replaced the, and I'm full with this meal. Now I'm full. This is lunch, right? So now you have to wash on that. Because that is your meal. This is lunch. If you took bread, it would have washed. So it's the same thing. So those of you who think that, oh, I got out of washing and benching because I took the Raivita crackers instead. No. If you've eaten that much. Now, if you take 1 Raivita cracker with a little tuna on that, well, that's not lunch. That's 3 o'clock in the day. You just want to pick me up. Well, you wouldn't normally, even if you take a snack, you wouldn't take 2 pieces of bread and tuna. You would want to have a little epi something. But if you take bread, no matter what, even as a snack, you got to wash and bench. But here, I'm going to take 1 Raivita cracker and some tuna on that, and that's just going to be a snack to keep me going. Then it clearly is mazonos. But if you're treating, if it walks like bread and talks like bread and satisfies like bread, it is bread. But that's only pas haba bekisnin. All right, so that's an easy way of figuring that. So you don't really gain. I hate to use the word gain. If I say, well, I'm using the cracker, so I don't have to bench. You're not going to gain by that. If this really is lunch, okay, then that is your meal. Then you have used the pas haba bekisnim as bread. Now that becomes a motzi, and there's no two ways about it. Yeah.
Let's say you have teenage boys.
But you know what, do another two things, because it might be your case, and then I'll take it if it doesn't ask, all right? Where am I up to now? 5? Which one was I in? We did 6, right? 7? If you're eating pas haba bekisnim alone, then a motzi is appropriate only if you eat a quantity equivalent to the amount of bread you'd eat alone as a filling meal. Let's say all I'm eating for lunch is bread. That's it, I'm not eating anything else. That's my lunch. So how much bread do you have to eat for lunch? Then we have a number for this. This is a larger quantity of cake and crackers than the first case. First case, I just needed whatever. Lunch was 2 pieces of bread with the tuna and everything else. But I'm only eating bread. For example, a normal bread meal is 3 slices of bread. Here's the rule, the volume of 4 eggs. So you eat that amount equivalent of pas haba bekisnim, you'd say hamotzi. So in other words, if you're only eating pas haba bekisnim, but you're having a lot of it, and that is your meal, then that is the motzi. So clearly, if you would eat 4 cupcakes, like Amazing Donut cupcakes, those donuts, not donuts, the muffins, right? You know the muffins? If you'd eat 4 muffins for lunch, you'd clearly, without doubt, have to wash, make a motzi, bench. Because that is clearly your meal. Now, again, it gets a little dicey when you're getting on the borderlines here. That's where I can't give you an answer to every single case over here. You have to start measuring what's the volume of 4 eggs, and it's not such an easy thing to measure. So that becomes difficult. Now, one more point. If the pas haba bekisnim alone fills you up like a meal, then a motzi is appropriate even if you're only eating the amount that one would normally eat along with other foods. If it will really fill you up, let's say I don't have to eat 4 amazing donuts, muffins. I, for lunch today, I'm very satisfied. I'm going to eat 2 of those big muffins, and I'm full. And that's lunch. Wash and bench on that, too. That's happening for you as well. Because that is lunch. That is your meal. You're treating it like a meal. So let's give another example. How about breakfast? For those who eat breakfast, right? So you normally eat breakfast, let's say classic breakfast. I don't know how much this is anymore. Toast, right? You make some toast. Does anybody eat toast anymore? Okay, good. You should eat it in good health. So you have toast. Obviously, you're going to make a motzi. Even if you have one piece of toast, you're making a motzi, right? What would you eat? Well, two pieces of toast, fine, or something like that. So what do you say? Well, this time I'm going to have a croissant, right? Which would be mizonos. But instead of the toast, I'm having, let's say, two croissants and a little eggs and that. For sure you have to make a motzi on that. If that's your, taking a big, amazing donut and a glass of orange juice, echves, and something else over it, and that is your breakfast, and it's a healthy breakfast. I'm not talking about the person who's eating on the run and isn't really eating a meal. I'm not saying, well, I'm eating breakfast, I'm going to be hungry to have... some people snack their meals. You have to be careful. You snack your breakfast. You know, I take a little bit of a muffin. Well, obviously, you're not going to make a motzi on that. But it's got to be, I'm saying this guardedly because many people do not eat properly anymore. They don't eat a proper, especially breakfast is a victim of this, right? So you kind of don't really eat breakfast. But if you really are, like I said, if it's clearly this is breakfast, but you just didn't use bread, but using a lot of this pasta baba kissin, you clearly would have to wash, make a motzi, and bench of that. Now, you're obviously going to get into cases where it's a fine line, and I can't give you the answer. But if for you, that is you're satisfied with bread, you're eating something now at 8 o'clock in the morning, you're not planning on eating until 12:30 lunch. This is breakfast. And you're not going to be hungry the whole time. It satisfies me till 12:30. Now, even though you may have a smaller stomach than the next person, but if this is your breakfast, and if you would have just taken two pieces of bread, and that would have satisfied you, and now you just took a huge muffin that's the same quantity of two pieces of bread, you would make a motzi, wash, and bench on that. So let's just do one final thing. So now here's where this becomes quite applicable. Kiddush. Okay? And this is where it becomes a serious issue. An elaborate kiddush, where you plan on eating cake, crackers, gefilte fish, chopped liver, egg salad, and cholent all at the kiddush, like a typical kiddush in our shul. Now, if you plan on filling up on these foods, even though you're going to eat at home, but that, now you're ready a fresher, okay? But, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because now it's like, what do you mean? This is just a snack. Wait a minute. Look how much food you ate. That's not a snack. I mean, we're talking about serious eating over here. I'm not telling you to take a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and yet the whole is, you know, it's on your little plate, and of course it's a snack. You're going to be very hungry for lunch. But if you, like, take a couple pieces of cake, and you're taking a good amount of egg salad and crackers and this and cholent and this and that, for sure, you'd have to make a motzi, wash, and bench on such a meal. So now you got to be... Now, here's the problem. This is the problem. To be yotze kiddush b'makom suda, in other words, when you have kiddush, and you eat on Shabbos, and this is your kiddush, now you have to eat what we would call something that's considered a suda, a meal for the kiddush to work. When you go to a typical kiddush, let's say you go here, and I don't want to get too much into that because that's the laws of Shabbos, but you go to a typical kiddush, and let's say you're hearing the rabbi make kiddush, and now what do you have at the kiddush? A glass of water. Well, then you've not fulfilled having kiddush, a meal at the kiddush. And now when you go home, you'd have to make kiddush again. You're not yotze your kiddush at all with that. What if you have a bunch of cracker, a bunch of carrot, a vegetable platter stuff, fruit platter stuff? Still, that's not called a suda. Only suda is mizonos. So really, at any kiddush you go to fulfill the mitzvah of kiddush, you'd have to have at least a minimal amount of crackers or something that you could make a bracha achrona on that we'll talk about later. About 5 to 6 small crackers would be enough. But here's where it gets risky now. Now you had 5, 6 crackers, and you put liver on those 5 to 6 crackers, and you took a whole bowl of cholent, and you took a whole piece of kugel, and you took a bunch of fruit, and this, that. And now, you know, you really just consumed about 1,500 calories, which would be a normal lunch. Then you'd have to start rethinking. You'd have to wash, make a motzi, and bench. So that's where you have that fine line. You have to get... Now, did I not address the question of your boys? Okay, so go ahead, ask.
So, pizza.
Okay. Well, that is next. That's another category. Oh, I'm sorry.
Then I'm going to ask my second question.
That's going to be the next. Where's pizza? It's coming up. It's coming in the next page. So, okay. We're going to get the pizza.
So
it's coming.
I'm going to ask another question then. When you travel, you get your hair changed.
Okay, that's also a problem. So,
Okay, so go ahead.
It is mezonot.
Yeah, so it is. So if here's the thing, if you would only eat that, period, and that is your snack, then you make a mezonos on that. So let's say they serve you a airline meal, right? So you got the mezonos bun, and they give you chveis. The food is all terrible. I don't remember. It's very unmemorable. They give you chveis chicken. They give you chicken, and they give you some rice, and they give you a fruit salad, and they give you chveis. Now, and that is being given on the plane as dinner. Okay, you are eating dinner now, and you're not eating till the next morning or whatever. Now you would have to wash on that. It doesn't matter. It's mezonos if it's eaten alone. It's a mezonos. It is, but only if it's eaten alone. If it's a snack, remember, it's always got to be a snack. So if you want to avoid it, again, and I understand it's a little bit trickier going to wash your hands on a plane, although it's not that hard. Just go to the bathroom and get a cup and wash your hands. It's not so hard. So you do that. But if you don't want to, for whatever reason, then you just, let's say, eat the meal. Don't eat the bun, whatever. Put it on the side. And 2 hours later, when you're a little hungry again, you just eat the bun and make the mezonos. And you finish.
So the same applies to mezonos buns on your road trip.
Same thing.
You have to wash.
Yeah, if you're sitting down, you're stopping off on the road, whatever, you're going to a picnic table, and now you're taking out all the food. So the mezonos role has created more problems than it's prevented. Really, I don't know why, like, certain kashrus organizations would just ban it because people make more mistakes. Because like when would it ever really be a mezonos? I guess maybe some people would just want to have a mezonos roll. They like a roll. They like to eat a roll, and they don't want to wash on it. Okay, maybe that's why, you know, you just take a mezonos bun, and it tastes nice, and it's not that much, and it's just a snack. Okay, that is mezonos only if it's a snack. That's good, like, buzz thing in your mind. As you're analyzing, ask yourself, am I having a snack? Am I having a meal? That's generally going to be the deciding factor almost all the time. So, you know, it's 3 o'clock, I want a nosh. And we all like to nosh, right? Okay, I'll take a couple crackers and a little tuna, but that's just a nosh. But if I'm sitting down for dinner, okay, now I've got 6 Rivita crackers over here. Who are you fooling? That's bread. So you might as well take bread. Or, you know, that's okay, good.
So like Brzezinski's have these more sandwiches. Obviously the sandwiches got cheese in it. Or
so I would, again, I would not consider that a snack. I mean, again, it depends on people. If you're having a sandwich, isn't that a meal? I mean, that's the whole idea. The whole idea of the sandwich was it's a meal. And, you know, again, if you would take only a little bit, what if you buy this sandwich, you cut it up into 4 pieces, you got these nice little things, and then you can eat one now, and then one an hour later, and one an hour later. Okay, then you're snacking away. You follow what I'm saying? So, again, it's very... You know, I would say the only way a sandwich is a snack, if the guy was like 6'5", 350-pound football player, for him, one sandwich is a snack. He's starving after one sandwich, you know. But for many women, like one sandwich, I'm full, right? So it would depend on the person. So those are very misleading. That's all I can say about that. Now, let's continue a little bit more. Let's see if we can finish up this section over here. Wraps are a big problem. Wraps are a big problem. There's let me leave that for next week, wraps, so I can give you a full answer on that. I would say like this, the wrap will depend a lot on how you use it, and even then that's not so simple. It's a big argument amongst all the contemporary postgames. Some say it's a straight motzi, some say it's a mezonos. It's really a problem. I'm not a big fan of people eating wraps alone unless you treat it like bread. It's just such a big argument, and it's just, you don't want to, you want to rule one way or another. So generally, to avoid, again, when you have all these issues, if you're not sure in any of these issues, there's the simple thing. Take a little bit of bread and make a motzi and wash, and you have no problems. You have no problems. And that's what I would like with wraps. Okay, if you're going to eat wraps, you know, again, it's a snack, you know, but some say it's really bread. Some say it's really bread. Others say it's really mizon. It's a big machlokas. So like when you make, I know when you make these parties, you want to make party wraps and this and that. So when we do a wrap kiddush, I tell people, you know, you're going to sit down, eat a meal, make a motzi on it. And we also give some other, what do you call, pita breads. Make a motzi on that. It's just to avoid the issue. Are you wrong? I'm not going to say you're wrong, but you're in the middle of an argument that we don't really have a good answer. Because really, what is a wrap? Now let's figure according to the rules that we have. You'd think it's not, which one of the three categories does it fit into? Think about it. Sweet dough? Not really. I don't know if it's a sweet dough. Filled dough? Certainly not. Thin and crispy. Thin, but not crispy. Right? But does it look like bread? Don't look like bread either. You know, like pita looks like bread. It's got substance, right? So this is why the rabbis have a big problem. Like, what kind of animal is this? It doesn't fit here, but it's got to fit somewhere, and it's baked. It's not cooked. So it's baked, but it's baked like really. So therefore, you know, so it's really not advisable to just eat wraps as a snack. You're putting yourself in a big army. I mean, you have on whom to rely on. But better, you know, just take some bread and make a motzi on it, or treat this like bread. If you treat it like bread and it is your meal, I'm gonna have these big wraps, you know. It's, you got tuna and all this, and you got, then you would, I would say you'd make a motzi on that.
But a gluten free wrap.
A who?
Gluten free wrap.
But it doesn't got flour.
Well, it's gluten free.
It's got potato starch.
Okay, then that's a different thing. That's another section we're gonna get to. Potato bread. Same thing. We'll get to that. Because then that's totally different. It's not bread. It may even be shahakal.
Even if you're having it as a meal?
It's not bread. It's got to be 5 grains with water. It's got to be called bread. If it's not bread, right? You can have potato flour, can't you? You can take potatoes. I don't know how they bake them, whatever. I don't know how they dehydrate them, whatever. They make flour out of it. It's pure potatoes. It's going to be a shahakal. It depends. But we'll get there. We're jumping the gun. Let's just finish up this section. There's going to be what for next week. Don't worry. But I want to finish up like this little section. Generally, a pas hababa kisnin eaten as a dessert. Let's go to dessert for a minute. A cake. Now, let's say you're having a meal. Here's the interesting. Now becomes another interesting question. I'm not going to get told, and I'm just doing this one little point over here. You know, let's say Shabbos. Everyone's having bread on Shabbos, right? And we will see bread usually covers everything during the meal. Usually. Question is, does it cover dessert? So, generally speaking, it won't cover dessert, such as if you're having ice cream for dessert. It clearly doesn't cover it. You make another bracha shabbos on dessert. Okay, now what if they're bringing you cake for dessert? Now, this becomes an interesting issue. So, generally, a pas hababa kisnin eaten as a dessert, like cake, is covered by the original hamotzi. In other words, if I make a motzi, whatever I'm eating, the meal is covered. So, let's say I have a motzi, I'm having pasta. Well, that's mizonos. I don't make a mizonos. It's covered by the bread, right? I'm having any type of mizonos. It's covered by the bread. However, here's the interesting rule. And this, you got to remember. However, so any regular pas hababa kisnin, no bracha, it's covered. And generally, a mizonos dessert is covered. Generally. But here's the one exception that people usually don't remember. So you want to know. Generally, you say, well, generally if it's mizonos, it's covered. If it's a fruit, you make a separate bracha on the fruit. If it's a shahakal type, like candies or chocolates, you make a bracha on the chocolates because that doesn't connect to the meal. But mizonos is kind of the brother, the cousin of bread. So it's kind of connected to the meal. That's why you don't make a bracha. However, this is the rule. Remember, there were three different opinions as to what it was. But what if you have all three criteria wrapped up in one item? The one item has all three criteria together, which I'll show you how. That's the one exception where you make a mizonos for dessert at the Shabbos table. You got that? Because that is pure, 100% pas hababa kisnin, which is clearly a dessert not to be eaten with bread. And that gets its own mizonos. So look, however, if the food fulfills all three characters of pas hababa kisnin, i.e. it's a sweet dough, and filled, and thin and crispy, then you do say mezonos when eating this for dessert. What would be an example of that? A wafer. Think about a wafer. Is a wafer sweet? Yes. Okay. Is it filled? Yes. Is it crispy? Yes. So if you're serving wafers, I don't know if you would serve wafers for dessert, but if you serve wafers, clearly that would make its own mezonos. Cherry pie, whose crust is very thin and flaky, not a regular big fat, but flaky, so the dough is a thin, crispy dough, okay, like the phyllo dough, whatever, it's crispy. So now, is it sweet? Yes. Is it filled? Yes. Is it flat and crispy, the dough? Yes. So then you'd make a mezonos on that. Blintzes, made of a very thin dough wrapping. Is it sweet? Yes. Is it filled? Yes. Now, is it a very thin, doesn't have to be crispy, but a very thin dough? Yes. So therefore, that also would be pasabob bekisnin, and you'd make a mezonos on blintzes if it would be served on that, because you have all the criteria of pasabob bekisnin. That I don't know of any other examples, or maybe you could come up with other foods that fit like that. So it's what? A Napoleon? Yeah, that might also be. Think about it. Is it sweet? Yes. Is it filled? Yes. Is it a crispy dough? For sure, it's a thin and crispy dough. A Napoleon would fit that. So I should add that onto the list. That's a very good one. So now we have to adjust our understanding of when you come to dessert to understand those things. And let's see, we got another 2 minutes. Yes. Since rice is not considered as important as other five grains, the bracha on rice and even rice bread is always mezonos, because it's not one of the five grains. So never confuse rice in this category. It's always mezonos. Now, matzah is interesting, and there's a difference between Sephardim and Ashkenazim over here. Okay. Matzah, since matzah is generally eaten in place of bread, for Ashkenazim, Sephardim have different halacha. It has the status of bread, which requires a motzi. However, if they're made, the bracha on matzah crackers, when not eaten in the place of bread, is mezonos, just like the other things, like we said. So if the factory makes matzah crackers, little shape of a little matzah, but it's small, but they're making it that way, that means the intention is a snack. Take one matzah cracker with a little bit of spread on it, mezonos. But if you're going to take 15 matzah crackers, that's taking the place of the matzah, then it falls back into being the motzi. Now, pizza. The bracha on pizza is determined based on your specific intention. If you're eating pizza as a meal, say a motzi as a snack, say mezonos. Well, how do you determine that? So 14 is the last thing. If you say mezonos, oh, stop. That's I'm finished with that. So what does that mean? So it depends. Is it a meal or not? So it depends on the person. If you eat one piece of pizza and you're full, then you'd have to wash the bench a lot. But like your sons, one piece, nothing. Two pieces, that's nothing. You know. So that it depends. Now, of course, we're not talking about them being fressers. You know, I would say for anybody, three pieces is already a meal. The fact that if someone's a fresser and needs to eat a whole pie, that doesn't mean, but you're really full. So again, that's kind of iffy. Two, maybe not. But what are you treating it as? Is this lunch? Or are they just playing basketball? They run in the house. Oh, I see a piece of pizza. They just wolf it down in 3 seconds. They go on back to the court. And they make a mezonos. He said, no, we're going to sit down. We're going to have pizza for dinner. We're going out for dinner for pizza. Well, then obviously that's going to be a motzi, because that's dinner for pizza.
Even if you have one slice.
That's your dinner. You're walking away. You're satiated. Yeah, that is dinner, right? And maybe you ate a few other things with it, right? Right? But pizza per se, you see, is a pasabob bekisnin, usually, because it's kind of filled. It's filled with, it's got all kinds of other ingredients on it. And that would generally, some suggest that even pizza alone is a motzi. But it's very hard. I would just say it's a mezonos generally. Now, last point, 14. What if you're caught in the middle? You start off thinking you're only eating a little. I'm going to eat only one donut, one cupcake. And then all of a sudden you notice you've eaten three. And you're planning on eating another three. So now what's happened? So if you say mezonos on pasabob bekisnin with the intention of having a snack, and then after eating a little, you decide to eat a little more, where the total amount you'll be consuming is kidesu. That's going to be a meal. You're kind of shifting your thoughts. And would have required a motzi had you done it in the past. If you knew you were going to eat four cupcakes, you would have made a motzi. Well, I was thinking of eating one, but the next thing you know, somebody should go, now you're hungry late at night. You take out the bag of the cupcakes that you made, just eat one. And then next thing you know, there's five have been eaten, and you're still going to go for another five, right? So what should you do now? So if the amount to yet be consumed is enough to independently require a motzi, then you should say a motzi on the remainder and wash until it's your dime. In other words, I ate three cupcakes. You know, I'm in a bad mood. I'm going to eat another five. I made a mezorah thing. I'm only going to eat one, right? Now I ate three. I'm going to eat another five. I know I'm going to eat another five. Now just make a motzi for the next five. All right? Got me? And then you're going to wash, make a motzi, your bench. If, what if, there was only four to begin with, and you thought you were going to eat one, and now you ate two, and then you said, no, I'm going to eat the other two, but you're not, those next two is not enough. But with all four together, it will be. So if the remaining food would not require a motzi, then a motzi is not said. Although, even in this case, the after bracha is a full benching since you ended up eating the volume meal. In other words, like this. If you start off saying, I'm going to have one piece of cake, I'm making a mazonas, and then one became two, became three, and you say, no, this is getting serious. So if you see yourself eating another four pieces, which that alone would require washing and benching, then stop, wash, make a motzi, finish eating, and then bench. If you're going to say, but if you say, oh darn, there's only one left, and you ended up post facto eating enough that you should have washed, but you didn't, and now but how much did you ingest? You ingested a full meal, so even though it's a good trivia question, where do you make a mazonos on a food and then bench on it afterwards? It's the trivia question. When you ate the cake intending it to be a snack, and then it turned into a meal, when you leave, you got a bench. Even though you didn't wash, even though you didn't make a mazonos. We'll stop at that point, and that's a lot to digest. Okay.